Nolte, more and more voters identify as Republicans, including Hispanics. By John Nolte on April 10, 2024. With a few short-lived exceptions during the Reagan/Bush era and after 9/11, more registered voters have identified as Democrats than Republicans. In fact, since about 2003, more than 20 years already, Democrats have consistently outnumbered Republicans, sometimes by as much as 10 points. What a difference 4 years of his fraudulency Joe Biden makes. Per the far-left New York Times. In the run-up to the 2020 election, more voters across the country identified as Democrats than Republicans. But 4 years into Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s presidency, that gap has shrunk, and the United States now sits almost evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans. Republicans have made significant gains among voters without a college degree, rural voters and white evangelical voters, according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. At the same time, Democrats have held on to key constituencies, such as Black voters and younger voters, and have gained ground with college-educated voters. Currently, party ID sits at 49% Democrat and 48% Republican. Pew points out that the Democratic Party's advantages among Black and Hispanic voters, in particular, have narrowed somewhat in recent years. The polling shows that 35% of Hispanics identify as Republican, compared to 61% who identify as Democrat. That's a drop of a full 9 points in Democrat-Hispanic support since 2016. As far as Black voters, 12% identify as Republican while 83% identify as Democrat. That's a 5-point drop in Black support for Democrats since 2020. Watch, Carville, non-white male voter detachment troublesome for Biden. Republicans hold major advantages over the Mutilate Children Party with white evangelical Protestants, 85-14%, Mormons, 75-23%, white people with no college, 63-33%, veterans, 63-35%, rural folk, 60-35%, white men, 60-39%, and those born in the 1940s, 54-43%, which explains why Biden is flooding America with millions and millions of illegal aliens. There are two takeaways here. The first is just how much influence the corporate media have lost during the last decade. Despite 16 years of shameless race baiting that began with the arrival of Barry Obama on the national scene, despite all that giddiness over demographics becoming destiny for a permanent Democrat majority, that has not happened. Then there's the media's failure to destroy the GOP after 8 years of dehumanizing former President Trump, who is currently polling better than any presidential candidate since George W. Bush in 2004. Secondly, much of this demographic change is due to the Democrat Party's breathtaking shift to the insane left. What had been a working man's party is now the party of drag queen story hours, mutilating kids to appease trans loons, queering elementary schools with gay porn, post-birth abortion, an open border, allowing transvestites to destroy women's sports, imprisoning political opponents, censoring ideas they disagree with, allowing the terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter to burn and loot, and releasing violent criminals from prison. Then there's all the inflation and insanely high gas prices. Normal people of all creeds and colors want no part of that. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.